Okay, we're on Ayin Beis Amid Aleph, 5 lines into the wide lines, so they 12 lines into the page. And the Schattenstein is the 72A1.
Yeah, I have it.
Second column. Okay, the Gemara anyway was talking about the boundaries of Bavel, you know, the various different cities and the rivers and where it choose Bavel, because again, it all depended. Bavel was officially pure for marriages. So they wanted to know exactly what. And then the Gemara said, the same argument they had about Yuchsin, kosher, not kosher, the same argument is about the get. Because we learned if you bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say Bafani Nichta, Bafani Nechtam. So in Bavel, it's the same thing, the Gemara said. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Ahu Gavra, the Amaluhu, there's a certain man said to the rabbis, Anam in Shut Mishut. I'm from Shut Mishut. That's where he came from. So the Bielzchot Nafcha stood up on his feet and he said, Shait Meshut bein Ha'arifs in Medes. Shut Meshut is between the rivers of Bavel. But the Gemara didn't know what he meant. So the Gemara says, V'chi bein Ha'arifs in Medes ma'ave. So what? I mean, what's the status? The question over here was, is the guy a kosher person or not a kosher person? What it means is, Bein and Nahara is what Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha said, with a place which is between the rivers, and he could go as it's pure as the Bavel, the Yuchsin as far as Yichus. Meaning, when the guy said he come from Shut Mishut, so Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha got up and said he's a kosher Jew. Because between the rivers is like in Bavel itself. So the Gemara asks, "Behecha kaima, like which is the area between the rivers?" Amar Rabbi Yechon, "Mei dekira ule'el, from e dekira of upstream on the Euphrates." I mean, this, we're not going to know what it's up. The Gemara is describing the various areas which is called between the rivers, because we learned between the rivers is a kosher part of Bavel. So the Gemara said, how could Rabbi Yechanan say that it's between the Kira and upstream? For Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, no, that Ad Mabarta de Gizma. How far is the kosher Jews go until Mabarta de Gizma? So how could Rabbi Yechanan say is from Eel the Kira, which is upstream, is further north than Gizma crossing? Amar Abaye said, Ritzua Nafka, a strip of Bavel. You know, like this. The Gemara is just trying to figure the boundaries, right? So, one place Rabbi Yechon said, the Yichus is only kosher until here. Another place, he said it was kosher there. So how could it be? So the Gemara says a strip of land went from here to there, from the southern part to the northern part, and people lived there. And that area, whoever lived in that area, was still kosher.
So it's a big country. They don't know the boundaries. They probably didn't know the boundaries.
I mean, relatively speaking, there were small little shtetlach. I mean, what do you think, that big cities over there? They're little cities, and that's what they did. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ika bar Abin, Amar Rav Chanano, Amar Rav. Okay? Again, for this first part of the Gemara, it's only going to be a bunch of names. What's Bavel, what's not Bavel? I mean, it's very hard to understand it because we don't have a map. That's why it sees it. He says, Chalzon and Nihavand, Arei Kugelu Liyosin. Anybody that comes from Chalzon or Nawand is part of Bavel, so it's kosher. Amlo Abaye said to the people, Leitetzayele, don't listen to what Rav Ika said. Why? What happened was, why did he say it was kosher? Because Rav Ika had a brother who died. And the widow that he had to do Yibum with came from there. And he wanted to marry her, so he said it's kosher people. So he said, that doesn't mean everybody over there is kosher. So Rav Ika said to Abaye, what do you mean? Abaye said, what you just said is not good. So he said, Atu Didi, I was the one that said it. I didn't say it. Rav Chananel was the one that said that the people from where, what do you call it? Chalzon and Navad. It wasn't me. You tell me I said it because I want to marry that girl. Yibum. I wasn't. Rav Chananel said it. Ozo Shailul Rav Chananel. So they want to ask Rav Chananel if he said it or not. Amalor Rav Chananel said, Hochi Amir Rav. This is what Rav said. Chalzen. And the Avand is Kegelul Yuchsen. Is kosher for Yuchsen. So you see, Rav Chananel said not even in his name. He said in the name of Rav. So Ravika, who repeated the name of Rav Chananel, knew what he was talking about. So Abaye said, don't pay attention to him because he didn't, you know, he was biased for this. It doesn't matter. But the Gemara says now that Rav, Pliga, Rav Abba Bar Kahana. Rav says the people from Chalzon and Nahawand, whatever they call, are kosher. That's what Rav said. So he argues on Rav Abba Bar Kahana. Because Rav Abba Bar Kahana says they're not good. And he says like this, Maidach, say, what is this that it says in the Pasuk? Vayanchem b'chlach u'b'chobor, nar geizim v'arimodai, and he, the king of Assyria, settled them, he refers to the 10 tribes, in Chala and Chabor, on the river of Gozan, in the cities of Medes. Okay, that's what the Pasuk says. So he says, what does this Pasuk mean? This Pasuk is in Malachim. He says like this, Chalach is Chalzin. Chavor is Hadyab. Nahar Gezen is Ginzek. Ori Modai is Hamdan v'chavirseh. Hamadan. V'amulei, and some say, no, Zu Nahavad v'chavirseh. Okay, Nahavad and Chavirseh, where the king of Syria settled the 10 tribes. So the Zim, my chavirseh, okay, Amishmuel, Krach Mushchi Chuski v'rumki. It's Kerach, Mushchi, Choski, and these are all names of cities. Okay? So, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. So, well, how do we see that Rav argues on Rababa? So he says like this, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, V'kulam Lifso. All these names mentioned in this Pasuk are to make people not kosher.
But that's what the 10 tribes
are. 1 second.
Oh, that's supposedly so.
So, 1 minute. Rav Abba Bar Kahana said, number one, he says Nahavad, Nahwand, and he says it also means Chalzain. So Rav Abba is learning the Pasuk to mean they're not good. Right? According to him, the Pasuk is saying these Jews from those two cities are not kosher. And Rav said they are kosher. So it's like he argues, Rav argues in Afghan.
The Pasuk doesn't imply anything, no?
It depends how you define the Pasuk. The way Rav Abba Bar Kahana defined the Pasuk, it means the city of Chalzon and Nadad. Now, whatever it is. Nawand.
So the question is,
1 second. So, and Abirchen explains the Pasuk that all these cities that the Pasuk over there in Malach mentioned are no good. Yeah? And according to Rav Abba Bar Kahana, two of those cities are Chalzon and Nawand, which Rav said were kosher people. And Rav Abba says they're not kosher people. So Rav is arguing with him.
But the 10 tribes supposedly settled there. Supposedly. No one really knows where they went.
Right, but the question is, they all, being down from Rashi, every place where the 10 tribes settled, their daughters married Goyim. Mm.
Okay.
And he brings down, Rashi brings down, and there's one opinion that says, here, one opinion says that the kid's even a mamzer.
Wow.
That's why, the basically, according to this, this explains why the 10 tribes really got lost. They all intermarried.
So, and
wherever they were, they intermarried.
They were defeated by the king of Assyria, right?
Right. And
so
then
he shipped them off somewhere.
He shipped them off.
No one actually really knows where. Who knows where they went? No one knows.
Right, but he's saying these cities
could be where they are.
No. He said, these cities were where they are. So according to Rav Abba Bar Kahana, who defines these cities as these cities, so obviously the Jews are not kosher Jews there, because they intermingled with the Goyim. And many of them could be Mamzerim. So he says they're no good, and Rav says they're good.
But these are in Iran anyway.
Yeah, Hamadan is, it says,
no, Hamadan,
a city in western Iran.
No, the other one is
Gozan is northeast Syria.
Nahavan.
Hadiab?
Nahavan, the other one also. Nahavan, that's in Iran also.
Yeah, I guess so. Northern Iraq.
Yeah, well, northern Iran. Then the Nahavan, I've been there.
Again, there's a lot of...
it's north of Persia, north of Iran.
Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Kasal Kadaich, the Gemara thought that Mushchi is Mushkini. Okay? The Mushki, one of these cities, so the Gemara says no. Mushkini is Kagedal Yuchsin, like Bavel for Yichus, so it's kosher. And this Pasuk says it's not good. So the Gemara says no. Mushki is Mushki, and Mushkini is Mulachud. In other words, the Gemara thought Mushche and Mushkani are the same cities. The Gemara says, no, they're not. One is kosher, one is not kosher. Okay, then it says like this. It says, Otlos Ilan Bapume Ben Shinei. The Pasuk says, where's this Pasuk? Daniel. Okay? Daniel had a dream, a vision, of four beasts. That he represented the four kings and subjugated, were destined to subjugate the Jewish people. Okay, he dreamt four animals. One was Bavel, Paras, Greece, Malchus Yavon, and Rome, which we're in now. The four Golas. So the Pasuk says like this. He saw another beast similar to a bear. Three ribs were in its mouth between its teeth. Okay, now, we're going to soon see nothing personal. But the Persian Empire is likened to a bear. Okay? And it was eating three ribs, meaning three provinces. Sometimes the ribs were in its mouth, meaning sometimes Persia incorporated these provinces into their own government, and sometimes not. Okay? So Amr Abiechanan said, this refers to Chalzain, Hadayab, and Itzivan. Okay? Again, these places are east of Gozan, northeastern corner of Syria, which borders Syria, Iraq, and Turkey. Sheba'am and Balsam, sometimes the Persian Empire swallowed him. Ubam and Palata, sometimes they spit it out. So he says, and behold another beast, a second one, similar to a bear. Tan Rav Yosef, listen to this. Elu Persaim, this refers to the Persians, not today's Persians, years ago. Sha'echlim v'sheisim kadev, they eat and drink like a bear. Mesubalim kadev, they're fat like a bear. Megadlim seir kadev, they grow hair like a bear. Ve'en la menuch, and they're never at rest like a bear. Most animals, when they finish eating, you know, they're calm. The bear is never calm. It goes back and forth, back. It says, then they're never calm.
See a lot of similarity.
Whenever Rav Ami would see a Persian riding, he'd say, "I know Dubanaida, this is a wandering bear." Because the Gemara calls the Persian people of old bears. Amalei Rebbe LeLevi. So Rebbe said to Levi, "Hareini Persaim, show me Persians." Okay, Rebbe asked Levi, "Show me Persians." Amalei. Damim lechayolis shobeis David. They resemble David HaMelech's troops. Okay, what does it mean? David HaMelech's soldiers were very, very strong. So Levi said to Rebbe, because Rebbe lived in Eretz Yisrael, because he didn't know Persians too much. So he said to, he didn't live in Beverly Hills, lived in Israel. So he says that they're similar in strength to the soldiers of David HaMelech, meaning they're very, very strong. Hareini Chabarin, show me the Chabarin. Those were people that lived near Persia, were more destructive and violent than the Persians. He says, what are they similar? They resemble the destroying angels. You know, the destructive angels that make, like it says by, in Bereishis, no, the Malachi Chabola. When Hashem threw out Adam from Gan Eden, he put the Malachi Chabola there. Hareini Yishmaelim, show me the Arabs. Daimim l'se'irim shebeis akisei. They resemble the demons in the bathroom. The bathroom used to have demons in those days. Meaning, like he says, they dress in black and appear like demons. Hareini tamire chachamim shebebavu. Show me the Torah scholars in Bavel. Okay? Deimim mamache yesharis. They're similar to angels. Because they dress in white, and therefore they look like angels. Okay? And then the Gemara says like this. Kihave nocha nafshe the Rebbe, when Rebbe was passing away, see, right before he died, he gave out a lot of who's kosher, who's not kosher people. He says like this. Amar. Humne ika babavu. There's a city in Bavel called Humne. Humaniyai, whatever. Kula amanoihi. All the people that live there are non-Jewish people from Amun. Mazgari ika babavu. There's a city in Bavo called Mizgaria. Kula mamzerihi. All the inhabitants are mamzerim. Birke ika babavu. There's a city Birke in Bavo. Shnei achim yesh. There's two brothers. Shemachlif and the Shasam Zelazet, that they swap their brothers, each other's wives. Meaning they're all a bunch of Mamzadim. Birsid the city Ika Babavo. There's a city in called Birsid the Satya. Hayem today. Said the day I'm dying. Soru Me'achri Amokim. They started worshipping idols. They became Apikursim. And he said, Rabbi explained like this. The Ika Peter Bekavri B'Shabbat. Because one Shabbos, what happened that these people became idol worshippers. One time, the fish pond that had fish overflowed with fish. And the people in the city went and started fishing on Shabbos, which you're not allowed to do. Ravacha, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, excommunicated all the people for doing what they did. And they all became apikorsim. In other words, first he desecrated Shabbos by going fishing, and then they became apikorsim.
Were there any Jews around in those countries? I mean, the way it sounds like it's...
Not when Rabbi lived.
But that's in Eretz Yisrael.
But later. No, these are all Babel cities.
No, it said Rabbi.
Yeah.
But Rebbe wasn't.
But it says the Mefarshim point out, he brings on Drav, explained that it can mean the day he died, because Rebbe didn't die on Shabbos. The Gemara says in Ksubas he didn't die on Shabbos. For he says today they went fishing. It didn't mean they went fishing today. They went fishing on the Shabbos a while ago, and today they all became apikorsim. And then what?
It's very depressing.
What are you depressed about? This is a long time ago.
Well, so a long time ago. So it looks like everybody has to go on Magaya. I mean,
not a bad idea.
I mean, from the Babel, it's... I don't know about the Ashkenazim, but, you know...
Ashkenazim are pure.
Okay, fine. Good for them, but...
You know, the Rambam always signed his name Samach Tes? Svardi Tohar? No, really. The Rambam is true. Sain Samach Tes Svardi Tohar.
Rabbi, I'm really asking. Based on this, there is... I mean...
So well, that's what we're learning before.
In Iraq, in Persia, in, you know, that Middle East, who can say who was a Jew who's not?
That's why you need to know from tradition, yeah? That's why.
Tradition. Maybe the...
And in America, how do you know today who's Jewish? With so much assimilation and non-kosher conversions and intermarriage. How do you know today who's America? It's a big problem today.
Oh, yeah. Well, there, I mean, at least from Europe. I don't know, maybe from the Europe didn't this. This happened way back.
By the way, the Gemara is not done yet. All the way, believe it or not, at the end of this whole Gemara, the Gemara is going to say, here, remember, all the way at the next page at the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, this whole thing that we say that Babel is pure and everything else, that's what the Meir says. Avach HaChomim Meimrim, Kol ha'aratzis becheskes kashus himimdim. The whole world is cheskes kashus. And the Rishen and Paschal like the Chachamim. Interesting. This whole Gemara, the Gemara is going to go to Babel, and the Yudah said only Babel is pure, and the whole thing, right? It's only the Meir's opinion. But the Chacham disagree. Chacham say all over people are kosher. The question is a person kosher until proven treif? Or is a treif until proven kosher? So the Gemara was saying that in Bavel, everybody's kosher, unless you know for sure they're not. Because if Hindu, the Rabbi said all these cities are in Bavel. He said one city Mamzerim, one city is Goyim, one city is this, one city is that. Right? But, so, you know, but now, basically it's okay.
So Min HaTorah, anybody that right now, they assume, I assume I'm a Jew, so I'm a Jew.
Right.
Either being a ger or not, whichever it is.
That's why it says people that are living as Jews, the assumption is they're Jews.
Mind-boggling.
Even well, today, somebody wants to get married, you have to prove that they're Jewish. Right? You want to do a wedding, you need to know that they're Jewish, right? Right? So what do? You ask for parents' ksuba, grandparents' ksuba, yeah? But you don't go back 40, 50 generations. There's no way.
What if they don't have a ketubah?
Huh?
What if they had a conservative wedding?
What? The wedding has a ketubah.
No, conservative, they don't have a kosher ketubah.
Oh.
So you have to find out if they're Jewish, if they're conversions, if they're adoptions, you know, you have to find out.
And that's Bavel that was supposedly pure.
Right.
And the rest is
even listen, Ze'idi didn't want to marry Rabbi Yechon, his daughter, right?
This is
because Rabbi Yechon wasn't pure enough for him because he lived in Israel.
It doesn't make sense. The whole Gemara doesn't make sense.
I had a Rebbe when I was a little kid in school. We said to him, Rebbe, the Gemara doesn't make sense. He threw us out of class. Listen, for 2 minutes, get out of here. And then he called us back in and he said, the Gemara makes sense, you don't. This is what he used to tell us. The Gemara makes sense, you don't. Okay. Then the Gemara says like this. Akra da Agma, the Rabbi continued. There's a city in Bavel called Akra da Agma. And he says, Ada Barava Yeshba. There's a man by the name of Ada Barava. Hayem Yeshe Becheka Shalavram Avinu. Today he's sitting in the bosom of Avram Avinu, meaning he's having a bris today. That's what Rashi says. What? No. No, we say Achnis Bevrisa Shel Avram Avinu.
I know, but it's at the time of bris, I thought it's Eliyahu HaNavi.
Eliyahu HaNavi comes to the bris.
But it's Bevrisa Shel Avram.
I understand, but it's called Avram Avinu was the first person to do a bris. That's what Rashi learns. But Rashi says like this, Yeshem Mimei Sayyim. So then he says, it can't be Ravada of the Gemara. Because Ravada Bar Avda lived much later in the Gemara. And Rabbi can't say that the day I'm dying, he's dying too. How could he live later on in the Gemara? So he says, this was Ravada Bar Avda that lived a very long time. From the time Rabbi died, he was born, until Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak. That's what Rashi says. That means he lived a very long time. And Taisus learns, no, it wasn't the same guy, it was two Rav Ada Bar Avas. In other words, Rabbi said, there's a guy by the name of Ada Bar Ava who's sitting in the bosom of Avram Avinu. So one meaning is that he died, and therefore he went back to Avram Avinu in Gan Eden. Okay, then it can't be obviously the Rav Ada Bar Ava the Gemara, because he was alive much later. So Rashi says, no, it means he had a bris that day, that Rebbe died, and he lived all the way for hundreds of years. For a very long time. And Taisus says, no, there were Pasha two Rav Ada Bar Avas. One lived earlier, and one lived later. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. And then Rebbe said, this is a very interesting Gemara, a little bit. Rabbi said, Hayem Neled Rav Yehuda Bebavel. Rabbi, the day he died, says, today Rav Yehuda is born. The famous Rav Yehuda was the Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. He said, today he was born.
Who said this? Rabbi?
Rabbi.
But the day he died?
The day he died.
But when he died, how can he say anything?
That's what I'm saying. He said before he died. The day he died. Obviously before he died. The Amar Mar. No, listen, this is very interesting. Shemesh Rabbi Akiva, the day Rabbi Akiva died, Neled Rebbe. Shemais Rabbi, the day Rabbi died, Noilad Rav Yehuda. Meshemais Rav Yehuda, the day Rav Yehuda died, Rava was born. When Rava was born, Noilad Ravashi. Ravashi was born. That means, the day a tzaddik died, okay, these tzaddikim were born.
There were tzaddikim? Lala,
Tamirom of the Gemara.
Chassidim back then.
They were all Hasidim.
I thought the Hasidim, the it's a different right? Definition. There were some, let's say, Choni Hamagol, he was
a Tana. Choni Hamagol was a Tana.
But he was in the level of, no?
Choni Hamagol, we don't have too many saying of teachings from him in Torah. But he was a very great man. Just because there's no teaching doesn't mean he wasn't a great tzaddik.
No, he was a tzaddik, I'm saying, because of his doings.
L'lamdecha to teach us. Shein tzaddik niftar min ha'ilam, a tzaddik that doesn't pass away from the world, at shenivra tzaddik ha'maisik. Until a tzaddik is born, as great as he is, the day he dies. Shenama, because the pasuk says, v'zarach ha'shemesh, the sun rises, u'bah ha'shemesh, and the sun sets. So the Gemara learns, zarach ha'shemesh means the tzaddik is born. The sun sets means the tzaddik passes away. But the pasuk says what comes first? First the tzaddik is born, and then the other tzaddik can pass away.
This is just something to remember, or does it? No, the pasuk doesn't mean that.
Yeah
what? The pasuk doesn't mean it.
It does, because the question is, because by what does it say in Chumash? Vayyerev, vayyibaker. Okay, so the sun set first or came first? First it set, first started night.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the pasuk here says the sun came out and then the sun sets. So the Gemara says, what does this mean? It means that before a tzaddik passes away, another tzaddik is born.
Oh. Is it what happens? So that's what we know, it's not an asmachta. That's how we know something is not asmachta.
It's not. This is the Gemara says.
And when they bring a pasuk, usually it seems to be the asmachta. They really know what it is. They want to have something attached to it, so we remember it. But you are saying in this case it's not the case. In this case, since we know already at night was the creation, so since the pasuk says the reverse,
it means it's real. Right. Then it says, actually, kivsu shimshu shaleili, before the sun, the shemesh, not the child, of Eli was extinguished, zarcha shimshu shal shmula ramasi. In other words, Eli was already getting old, and he wasn't functioning anymore, it says he couldn't see, and that's when Shimshon, you know the whole story, Shimshon lived in the Beis HaMikdash, right? His mother brought him there when he was a baby. So when he was a little boy, Shmuel heard a voice calling him. So he thought Eli was calling him. He heard somebody say Shmuel. So he thought Eli was calling. So he says, ran to Eli, says, what did you want? So Eli says, I didn't call you. So Shmuel went back to sleep. And again it happened. So the story in Shmuel. And at the beginning of Shmuel. And then this happened a few times. And finally Eli realized. So he says, the next time you hear that voice, say, Hineini. And that's when he got his nevuah. So before Eli finished being the Kohen Gadol, Shmuel already had that nevuah.
By tzaddikim is the same thing. Before the tzaddik passes away, another tzaddik come to this world.
K'maisei, but it says it's greater sin.
But it's going to take a long time to become mature, or
yeah,
or he becomes mature then that tzaddik.
But in other words. See, Rambam has a version by Rav and Ravashi. He says, "Actually, mes Rav and Ravashi. Ravashi was born before Rav passed away." But yeah, obviously they're not decided the day they're born. I mean, their neshama is great, but yeah. Listen, 200 years ago, it was not uncommon for a 13-year-old kid to be Baki in Shas. It's brought down. It's not uncommon. At 13.
200 years. Not that many from people either, relatively.
No, but the ones that learned in the yeshivas in Europe. I mean, it was not uncommon that they were in Poland and Russia. I mean, the people that learned 250 years ago, it says it was very common that they knew Shas by heart at 13. So you can imagine what these people were in their early years.
Such a short time to lose so much.
How long did they live, Bichlal?
No, I'm saying that 200
years. Rabba, the famous Rabba, died when he was 40. Abaye died at 60. That means the famous Rabba, Omer Rabba, 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 that Hashem says, Ani yochid bel yeinim, v'hu yochid betachdeinim, yeah? The Gemara Bava Metzia. He died at 40. In the back of the Gemara, in underneath the Rif, there's the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. The Baal HaMor, Reb Zrachi Alevi, who's from the Rishonim, died at 18.
What?
He died at 18.
Baal HaMor?
The Baal HaMor in the back of the That's what I was told as a kid. I know he died at 18. So these people. They didn't have to mature at 80. You know? I mean, from the beginning already, they were... Okay. And it says, Shenemar v'nera l'kim terim yichbe, the lamp of God was not yet extinguished, and Shmuel lay on the bed, that's disturbed. Hashem called him, and so on and so forth. Okay. Then the Gemara says, see, why Rebbe said that Hamanya was populated with the goyim from Ammon. He said, Siva Hashem liYaakov Sviv Sorov, Hashem has decreed concerning Yaakov, those that surrounded him should be as adversaries. So Rabbi Yehuda says, it refers to Hamanya lefumna. The Ammonites in Hamanya acted towards the Jews, they persecuted the Jews. So that's what he meant. Okay, then it says like this. So the Gemara says, "Vehi binavi kihinavi." When I prophesied, "Uplatya ben Benaya mes," I prophesied that Platya ben Benaya died. Okay, that's what it says. This is in Yechezkel. Okay, 13 years after Nebuchadnezzar conquered Eretz Yisrael. 5 years before he destroyed the first base of Mikdash, yeah? So it says, I prophesied, the Navi Yecheskel says, I prophesied that Platya ben Benaya died, ve'epal aponai, and I threw myself down on my face, ve'ezak kol gadol, and I cried out in a loud voice, and I said, woe Hashem, woe. Okay? So basically, the Navi is saying that this guy died, and he fell on his face and screamed. So there's going to be an argument in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Is that good that he died or bad that he died? So Rav and Shmuel, Chad Amar L'Teva, one of them says it was good. That means the Navi is saying how great he was. Chad Amar L'Ro, and one says it was bad. Meaning, the question is the Navi bringing out his good or his bad? So Mandi Amar L'Teva, the opinion that says it was the good, because the following story happened like this. The standra, the Meshan Chasen v'Nechadnezraya, the governor of the area of Mishan, was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. Listen to this. The governor of Mishan, Nebuchadnezzar appointed his son-in-law. Shalachle, the governor sent, the son-in-law sent the letter to his father-in-law, to v'Nechadnezzar, Mikula Aishivya da'aisilach. From all the slaves, because Nebuchadnezzar conquered the world. Well, he had millions of slaves. Everybody he conquered, he made into slaves. He said, from all the slaves you have, you do not send us any to be our slaves. You keep all the slaves for yourself. You have so many, you can't send us some. His son-in-law sent his father-in-law. So Nebuchadnezzar wanted to send Jewish slaves from the Jews to Mishan. Amalei Platya ben Benio, Platya ben Yiro said to Nebuchadnezzar, Anan de Chashvinun, He said like this, the Jews are more prominent. We're a distinguished people. Don't send us to him. You keep us for yourself, the Jews. And the other nation send to him. Okay?
Who said this? Was the Jew?
Yeah. This Platya Ben Benayo. What happened? Because the Mefarshim explained like this. If the Jews would have gone to Mishnah as slaves, they would have been much more persecuted than being by Nebuchadnezzar. Okay? Nebuchadnezzar didn't persecute the Jews after he conquered them. So the guy from Mishon, the son of Nebuchadnezzar, said, "Why don't you send us some slaves?" So Nebuchadnezzar thought, "Okay, I'll send Jews there to be slaves." So this guy, Platya ben Benoyah, said to him, he played on his ego. He said, "You're such a choshev guy. We're such a distinguished people. Why are you sending the choshev slaves there? Keep the choshev slaves for yourself and send the other guys there."
And send the Jews says we are
choshev. Yeah.
So the Nebuchadnezzar, he says, "Well, who are you to say you are choshev or not?"
No. Nebuchadnezzar liked to hear praise. He praised them. And that's what happened. And therefore, the Amar Navi, so the Navi saying, "Mi shasa teva b'Yisrael," and this is what the Navi cried, Yecheskel. He says, "Upon the Ezek Kol Gadol," I screamed. What did he scream? A guy that did also teva Yisrael yamus b'chatzi yamav should die young. This Platya ben Benayo died young. Okay, so his opinion, was he good or bad? So the first opinion says he was good. And the Navi is screaming, "Oh, it's not fair, such a good person died so young." What was the good that he did? That he got the Jews to stay with Nebuchadnezzar instead of being sent of them.
Do we know how old he was?
Doesn't say. Man the Amar L'ra, the person that says it was, you know, bad, that he was a bad guy, he says like this, because the Pasuk says, a wind lifted me and brought me to the east gate of the house of Hashem. Hapeina kadima, which faces eastward. Vehine bepesach hashar, and the gate of the Beis Hamikdash, there are 25 men. Ve'ere b'seicham, I saw amongst them, the Pasuk says, this is also in Yecheskel, I saw amongst them Yaznayu ben Uzair, and Platyo ben Benayo, Sari Ha'am. Okay? So the Navi says like this. They sent 25 people, their faces were eastward, and the back was to the west, right? And amongst them I saw these two guys, Yazna ben Ezer and Platyo ben Yo, Sari Ha'am. And then it says, V'chsev, Ayavi, Esiel, Chazabesa, Panimis. He brought me, the Navi says, he brought me to the inside, okay? Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. This is another pasuk in a different place. 25 men. It says, their backs were to the God, to the Beis HaMikdash, and they faced east, which is worshipping the sun. Okay? So the pasuk says like this. Their back was west, and their front was east. The people were bowing down, so they bowed to the sun in the east, and their back was to the west. Correct? So the Gemara says, obviously, if their heads are facing east, the back is facing west. Why does the Pasuk have to say both things? They're facing east, and their back was facing west. I mean, it's understood. The Gemara says, Mimasha Shenemar, from the fact that it says, Upneim Kedma, that their face was east, Ein Yedea Shechreim Klapi Ma'irif, won't they know that the other way is west? So it said, Matam Alem, it says that they were terrible people. Melamed Shoyim Afriin Atzmam, they bared, pardon the expression, their rear end. Umasriin Atzmam Klabimaila, and they went to the bathroom facing Hashem. In other words, it was not only that they bowed to the sun, but they were very disrespectful to Hashem. Mm. So obviously, this guy was bad, because who was from the 25 people? One of them was Platya ben Benayo. And yet he says, for Ka'amar Navi, and therefore the Navi is saying, Misha Asa Ro'a Zeiz B'Yisro, the guy that's so wicked, Yomis Amitasi should die peacefully in his bed? He should die, he should have had a cruel death. So in other words, it happened like this. This guy died. Okay? The first opinion of the Gemara says he was a very good person. So the Navi is screaming, Tashem, why did you kill him? He's such a good person. He saved the Jews. The other opinion says, no, the guy was a wicked guy. Because the Pasuk says he did all these terrible things to Hashem. So what's the Navi screaming? Why is he dying peacefully on his bed? He should have been given a horrible, cruel death. So this is the argument between Rav and Shmuel, if he was a good guy or a bad guy. So the Gemara says, this time I'll prove to you that Shmuel is the one that says it was bad. Because there's an argument, Rav and Shmuel, one said good, one said bad. So Rav is going to say, good, how do we know Shmuel says bad? Mushkini, we said before, Mushkini is a rei kugelu liyuchsin. He said before that Mushkini is a bava which is pure. Mishan lechoshile. Okay? It says, Mishan, not Mushkini, but Mishan, they didn't care about. Lei Mishum Avdus, they didn't care about slavery. Lei Mishum Mamzerim, whether they were Mamzerim. Elokayanim show you, but what was the problem? The Kayanim that lived there, the Hikpidu Al Agrushis, they were not careful about not marrying divorcees. Now, what do we see from here? He says, if this guy Platoyu had slaves sent to Mishan, right? That means they're all slaves there. Since Shmuel didn't care about this, that shows that he was a good guy and the Jews weren't sent there. In other words, Shmuel says we're not worried about anything, just that the Kohanim didn't marry, they married divorcees. But the rest of the Jews were kosher. Right? So he says, obviously Shmuel holds that he it wasn't bad that that he was good. If he would have said, because Shmuel said the people weren't slaves. Right? So therefore you can't say he was good. Okay, in other words like this. What he's saying is like this. Shmuel, the question was, did this guy Platya send slaves to Mishan? Okay? So Shmuel says, obviously no slaves were sent to Mishan. Because if they were, then we have to be concerned that they're slaves too. Right? So if we're not concerned that slaves went there, that means we can't say that's the story with him, that he wanted to send slaves and he didn't send Jews and he sent the Goyim. So we must say that he was bad. So Gemara says, no, Leila Meimelach, I'll tell you it's not true. That Shmuel maybe was the one, you have it, it's Ayin Beis Amid Beis.
Haggad HaBach in front of Haggad HaBach.
It's about 15 lines in the bottom of the page. Okay, it says, Leila Meimelach, Shmuel is going to say really that this guy was really good. But Shmuel Tamei, okay, because Shmuel holds like this, a mafker avdei, if somebody makes his slave hefker, ownerless, yotze lecherus, he goes out freedom, veinitzor get shichre, he doesn't need a get, meaning a document of freedom. Okay, meaning like this. A woman, that the husband says, get out of here, you know, she's still married until she gets a get. But Shmuel says, the second a guy says to his slave, you're free, even if he doesn't get the document yet of freedom, he's free. That's what Shmuel says. Where does Shmuel learn it out from? Because it says in the Pasuk, Kol Eved Ish, every slave of a man who is purchased with money. Right? Now, Eved Ish v'le Eved Isha. What does the Pasuk say, Shmuel says? Any male slave which was bought for money. And we know, but the women could also be bought for slaves. Eved Ish v'le Eved Isha. So what does it mean? A slave whose master has control over him is called an Eved. Eved she'ein l'rabbi reshus olav. In other words, it means like this. Simply the pasuk means Eved ish, a male slave who's bought with money. Right? So the Gemara says, and women are also slaves. What do you mean ish? So he says like this. This is what Shmuel learns the pasuk. Eved of an ish. Meaning, if you're an Eved that a man can control you, then you're an Eved. But if the guy can't control you anymore, because he freed you, then you're not an Eved, even though you didn't get the document yet.
That's not controlling or not controlling. Sure, the guy is firing him. So he's in
control. No.
I'm not firing, meaning that he's letting him go.
Yeah. So then he doesn't have control. No, because we see once he says you're free,
he does it on his own. He's under his own control. He says he's deciding the master.
Yeah, but once the master says to the slave you're free, he's not a slave anymore.
True.
Okay, that's what he's saying. What does the pasuk eved ish mean? That an eved is only an eved as long as an ish can control you, but you don't need a get. Okay, it'll get me the document. Mm-hmm. But if the guy can't control you anymore, then you're not an Eved. Therefore, Shmuel said like this, maybe Platya sent slaves to the mission. Right? Why wasn't Shmuel concerned about the status of a slave? Because once they're freed, even if they don't get their documents, they're considered freed.
So he was a good guy.
We don't know. There's an argument if he was a good guy or a bad guy. But Shmuel's saying, first the Gemara thought Shmuel was the one that said he's a bad guy. But now the Gemara says, no, it could be Shmuel's the one that said he's a good guy too. It doesn't... In other words, this guy did good stuff and bad stuff.
Oh, he did them both.
What you just said, though, was that he might actually have sent slaves.
Well, the question is like this. The guy from Mishan, like we learned before, was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar. He sent a message to his father-in-law, why don't you send me any of the slaves you got? You have so many slaves. You captured the world. You know, why don't you send some slaves? So Nebuchadnezzar wanted to send Jewish slaves there. Not Jewish slaves. Jews to become slaves. Okay? And this guy, Platya ben Benoyo, whatever his name was, said, come on, the distinguished people should work for you. Send the low-class people to the mission. Okay, but you saw he was sending slaves there. So the question is, the Gemara said, Shmuel said, that we're not worried in mission about slaves. The only thing we're worried about in mission is Cain and marrying divorcees, but everybody else is kosher. If they send slaves, why aren't we worried about slaves? So the Gemara answered, because Shmuel holds, even if you don't have a document, you're still not a slave anymore. So it could be they all became free. After they sent them. They sent slaves and they became free. Okay, so he says like this. Amen of Yudam Shmuel. This is what we said before in the Gemara. Zu divrei Rav Meir. This whole thing that the Mishnah says, that, remember at the beginning of the first Mishnah of this Perek, yeah? Asari Yuchsin. It was a while ago, but it said over there that Ezra cleaned out Bavel, right? Mm-hmm. Okay? He cleaned out Bavel. So the Gemara says in the name of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that's only what Rav Meir says. That Rav Meir holds only Bavel is clean. You're pure. Aval Chachamim say, Kol Arotzes Becheskes Kashim Emendes. Families from all lands are presumed to be pure, and therefore you can marry any woman from any land without investigating the status. Okay? And by the way, Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like the Chachamim, because that's the majority opinion. In other words, if you hold the Gemara, you can only marry a girl from Bavel. That's it.
So we are safe.
We're safe.
We are safe. I mean, the Persians are safe.
The Persians are safe anyway. Yeah.
I mean... But so what was the whole this, you know, this town is not kosher, this town is not kosher, that town is not kosher, all this, it was all talking about Bavel. If Bavel doesn't have, has so many towns that are not kosher.
Yeah, but those are maybe 10, 15 towns. All the rest of the cities were kosher, Gemara says. So Gemara says like this, Amemer shadale Rav Huna ben Anasin, Amemer permitted Rav Huna ben Anasin leminsev itza michuzasi. Okay? Now, Mechuza was outside the boundaries of Bavel. Okay? So normally it would be a question if the girl would be pure or not. But Amemer allowed Rav Huna bar Nosson to marry a girl from outside of Bavel. Amale Ravashi said, Tamemer, my daitach, what is your reasoning? Is it the Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmol Zudivre Rameir Ava Chachamim Kol Ratzit Becheskes Kashis Remendis? Are you telling me that was your logic? Because you heard in the name of Yehuda Meshmul that only Rameir says Bavel is good, but the other Chachamot, the Chachamot everywhere is good. Is that your logic? He said it can be. But in the yeshiva of Rav Kahana, okay, they didn't learn the teaching in the name of Shmuel. And Beit Rav Papa, in the yeshiva of Rav Papa, they didn't teach this din of Shmuel. And Beit Rav Zvid says, Le'masnoch, in the yeshiva of Rav Zvid, they didn't learn that. Meaning, you're quoting a name of Shmuel, right? That what? That the Chachamim hold all countries are good. He says, you know what? Rav Kahane didn't hold like that. Rav Papa didn't hold like that. Rav Zvid didn't hold like that. So why are you holding like Shmuel?
But the Chachamim, they have to include everybody.
But 1 second. So the Gemara says, "Afilu hachi, like kibla mine." Okay, he still didn't accept what Rav Ashi said to him. Why? Mishum deshamale mirav zvid de nardoi, because he heard otherwise from zvid of Rav Nardoi. Meaning, he heard this from Rav Zvid of Nardoi that Shmuel said that all the countries are kosher. So he said, why should I listen to the people that say they're not kosher? I want to pass the people that say it is kosher. And therefore, that's the halacha, by the way. Okay. So it's interesting. We just learned a whole bunch of pages of Gemara talking about bubble, 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 only bubble, only bubble, only bubble. And one line, the Gemara knocks off the whole thing. That Shmuel holds that according to the Chachamim, every land is kosher.
So why are we talking? The reason that they were talking about Bavel, because they assume all other towns and all other countries are all non-kosher.
Except
and
Bavel.
Except Bavel. And Bavel, we want to try to narrow it down that who is...
Which cities. Yeah. It comes over Yehuda Meshmul, said you can marry whoever you want. From any country. He led to Rav Huna ben Nosson, marry a girl from outside Mechuzah, which is outside the Bavel boundaries.
It's interesting how they find girls.
Yeah, and not only that, they had a bunch of wives.
Even the Rabbanan?
A lot of them had, sure.
So Rebbe had a few wives?
I didn't ask him.
I don't know. I mean, the Amoraim, they had more than one wife.
Many of them did. Okay, now, this is interesting Gemara. The Gemara is discussing about Mamzeinu when Mashiach comes. Are they going to become pure or not pure? What's the story? Tan Rabban Rabban Olun Tan Abraisim. Mamzeinim and Nesinim, the Mamzeinim and this nation of Nesinim, Tehedim lost the love of Divide Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi, all the Mashiach comes, Mamzeirim and the Sinim are going to be kosher Jews. Rav Meir Eimer ain't Tehedim. They're not going to become pure. They're going to stay Mamzeirim. Okay? Now, and he brings down, like, it's interesting, in the Gemara, at the bottom, he brings down like this. According to many Rishenim, this dispute is about Mamzeirim, whose status is not known to the public. In other words, Mamzeirim that became already mixed with all the other Jews. Mm-hmm. The Rabbi Yisi maintains that although Eliyahu HaNavi knows who's Mamzeirim, he He will not identify mamzerim whose status is unknown because they're already mixed with the community. The mayor maintains that Eliyahu is going to identify even the hidden mamzerim and separate from them from the main Jewish, mainstream Judaism. That's one opinion in Rishonim. Meaning like this. When the Gemara says that Eliyahu Navi basically is going to be Matar Mamzerim, so one, some opinions of the Rishonim say what the Gemara means is only the non-known Mamzerim. That even though Eliyahu Navi knows who they are, he's not going to say who they are. But definite Mamzerim, then Eliyahu Navi is going to come and they're not going to become pure. Other Rishonim, 1 minute. Other Rishonim hold? No. This argument is even about Mamzerim that everybody knows a Mamzerim. And Rabbi Yossi, in other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, Eliyahu Navi is going to come and make Mamzerim non-Mamzerim. In other words, it will be, he says, it's Hayroa Shah, that Eliyahu Navi is going to be Metar the Mamzerim, but any Mamzer born after Eliyahu Navi is Taka going to be a Mamzer. So he says like this, Amalei Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Meir, it says in the Pasuk, V'zarakti Aleichem Mayim Tahedem U'tahartem, I will cast upon you the pure waters and you're going to become pure. So how could you say they're going to be Mamzerim? The Pasuk says they're going to become pure. Amalei Rabbi Meir says like this, Chuaymer, what does the Pasuk say I'm going to purify you from? Mikol Tumei Seichem U'mikol Gilul Aleichem. You know, you're quoting me a pasuk that Hashem is going to purify everybody. But the pasuk doesn't say from Mamzeris. It says, I will purify from your impurities. V'lei min ha-Mamzeris. It doesn't say it's going to purify you from the Mamzeris. Saying much, Amalei Be'esi, when it says, Atayin Etzchem, it means even from Mamzeris.
With the Artame?
Because there's another pasuk, Atayin Etzchem. No, even for Mamzeris, they're going to become pure.
No, but Mamzer has a dino.
No, it means an impurity that he can't mix with the Jews.
That's what it means.
So Lebel, there's an argument. It's really a four-way argument. Rabbi Yossi says, Mashiach is going to come and purify Mamzerim. Somebody shame him hold, only doubtful Mamzerim, the secret Mamzerim, and one opinion says even the revealed Mamzerim. And Rav Meir says, no, Mamzerim are going to be main Mamzerim for the duration of history.